I'm getting technologically advanced. But... Okay, where are we up to? Oh, yeah. Kol anevelis mitstarfim zu im zu. If you take chotzizaisim this nevelo, chotzizaisim that nevelo, then mitzuruf. And shrotzim should say shrotzim, which goes of shrotzim mitstarfim zem ze. Okay, now by nevelis we have a whole asek now. What are we talking about? It could be two things. It could be that the mitzuruf for achila, meaning if you eat a chotzizayis at this piece of nevela, chotzizayis at that nevela, you get malchus, which is reasonable, because it's one shemuis, it's all nevela. There's also tumas nevelas. If you have a chotzizayis and a chotzizayis, you put it together, that you'll be metame. It's all about tum. Oh, so now, Omar Rav. Now, the Gemara goes into this mission with an understanding that when it says, kol anevelas mitstarfim zuim zu, Itaka means kol hanavelis, whether it's coming from kosher animals or treif animals. Which says kol hanavelis, and if you'll take a simple reading in the Mishnah, if you'll take a chotzizayis from a nivlas behemoth toira, from a cow, and a chotzizayis from a dead hippopotamus, it'll also be mitzarif. Now that's already not so simple. Omar Rav, loy shonu elolin yin tumu, avlinin achilo, tohirin bifnei atzmon, tmein bifnei atzmon. When you're talking about tumo, it's all one shem. Nevel is the same thing. Nivlas beim tmeim and nivlas beim tayr, the same thing. It's all nevel. But you come to the isra achila, that's not true. Why? Because the nivlas beim tayr, what isra does it have on it? Nevel. The nivlas beim tmeim though doesn't. Why? Because the beim tmeim when it's alive has on it the isra of losoichal kol tomei tmeim. When it dies, will it get the isra nevela? Pashto, it's not. Ein isra chal al isra. So now that's two separate isurim. If you take chotzizayis from a dead cow, chotzizayis from a dead rhinoceros, they will not be mitzuruf lachila, because this has on it an isra nevela, and this has on an isra tameil, isechel kal tomei. So it's not mitzuruf. So when the Mishnah said mitzar mzum zu, which lechur means everything, that's only linyan tum. Avolinin achilo, tohirim bifnei atzmon, tmeim bifnei atzmon. Einochanami. All tohirim, chotzizayis nevela from a cow, and chotzizayis nevela from a sheep, that'll be mitzurah for achilo. Chotzizayis for an elephant, chotzizayis from a hippopotamus will be mitzurah, because that's what Losal Kol Tomei. But you can't cross the line. You take a chotzizayis from beim tmeim, but a chotzizayis from a beim tmeim, it will not be mitzurah for achilo. Tum is all the same, it's nevela. Levi omar afilu achilo nami mitzarf. Even for achilo it's mitzarf. Why? He holds Issa Chalal Issa. Once you have Issa Chalal Issa, then this, the Tmeya has two Issa on it. But forget about the Issa Tomei, it has the Issa Nevel. So since they both have the Issa Nevel, it can mean Tzur. Now, the child is like this. Why all of a sudden should he hold Issa Chalal Issa? We don't hold Issa Chalal Issa. His Taisa says, he doesn't mean he holds in general Issa Chalal Issa. Generally holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Here will be Issa Chalal Issa. Why? Because the Gemara in Chul and Lamed Zayin brings a pasuk: a chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yiyosel lechol melocha v'ochol loisachlu. Frank the Gemara, ochol loisachlu. Verstehe me doch. You can't eat a chelav nevela. It's a chiddush. The Gemara says the Torah is telling me a chiddush that nevela, it's chelav nevela chelav treifa, chelav of a nevela, chelav a treifa. The Torah is telling me a chiddush that nevela is chal on the chelav. Nevela schal on the chel. Ochol osochlu. You have an isa nevela. Even though it should be an isa chal isa over there, because it was chel when it was alive. When it dies, it's coming to isa nevela. We should have said an isa chal alusa. Zok the Gemara. That's a chiddush akro. Nevela is chal. Zok the Levi. Just like the Torah told us over there that nevela is chal on chelav. You see, nevela is different. Mele nevela is chal on tomei too. Not that he holds in general isa chal alisa. Here it'll be schal alisa. Okay. Ravasi Omar. Tohirin latzmon, tmein liatzmon. Now that's not so clear. Ika de amre pligia de rav, meaning he holds there's not even tziruf legabe tumo. He goes all the way. Even by tumo, you can't combine a chotzizayis behema a nivles behema tmeya, but a chotzizayis nivles behema tohir. Ika de amre lo pligia. All he said was the same thing as rav, that they're not mitzuref legabe achiv dam tzuluf tum. Bekitzur, we come out with three pshatim in the mishnah. According to Rav, Rav would be the simplest. That the mitzvah of lagabi tumah, because nevel is nevel. But in achila, they're not mitzvah, because this has an isa nevel and this has an isa beimetmei. Levi holds the mitzvah of even lagabi achila, because he happens to hold that nevela is chal on isurim, is chal isa, because of that posu, meilitz mitzvah in lagabi achila. Then we have Ravasi. In the second Pshar, Ravasi is just a repeat of Rav. But in the first Pshar, he's all the way the other way. They're not even Mitzurav Lagabe Tum. Now that's a strange thing. Why shouldn't there be Mitzurav Lagabe Tum? If Taisa says a strange thing, or we don't understand what he's saying. Taisa says, since they're not Mitzurav Lagabe Achilo, they're not Mitzurav Lagabe Tum. It's a difficult idea. Achrenim said, what does that mean? What does that mean, Pshar? So they say, on the Achrenim, they want to go here. No, it's Hashem. As they go, at Levi held. Poshut, we understand that nevela is nevela. What's the difference? Once you don't shech the animal, there's no difference in a dead cow and a dead horse. No difference. It's a nevela. In Tumah, they want to say like them. It says, if you look in the Chumash, there are two parshas. First, the Torah talks about behemoth Tumayas, and it says, Kol anagebin of losum yitmad orev. Then later, the Torah comes back, v'chiyomus min ha-behemah, ashahi lochem li-ochlo, hanagemin of losum yitmad orev. There's two parshas here. Now, the Poshut Pshat, there's two parshas. Because the Torah is telling me that by a behemoth Torah, if you shecht it, there's no Issa Neveh, there's no Tumas Neveh, that's a poetry. You know what I said? That Levi understood, since there's two parshas, there's like a two Shemus here. There's Nevela behemoth Tumayah, there's Nevela's behemoth Torah, there's two Shemus and Tumah even. Okay, possible. A difficult idea, but that's how we're coming out. Three Pshatim in the Mishnah. Okay, now, Meisri. Misas Poro V'chaye Gomo. Interesting the way that Bryce puts it. It means a chotzi zayis from a dead poro, mit a chotzi zayis from a live gomel, ein mitstarfim zemze. Okay. Now, let's see why. We're obviously not talking about tum over there because it's alive, the gomel. Pashtum arachil over there. So, misas poro is this an avail. A live gomel is either loisech al kultomei or it's eiver menachai. That's a machloigus where it's eiver menachai and a treif animal. We'll see. But there's no nevel on it, so there's nothing to be mitzuruf over there. Oh. So the Braisa says, it says, achotzizai is from a nevelas pohara with a live piece of gomel is not mitzuruf. Ho misa shnehem mitzdarfim. But if they're both nevelo, it is mitzdarif. Kashel Ravasi. It's shver on the other Pshat Ravasi, the first Pshat Ravasi, because according to the first Pshat Ravasi, they're not Mitzura for anything. Nish for Achilo, Nish for Tum. So what are you going to do? Rav, he'll say, Hamisa Shnei Mitzdarfin Lagabi Tum. But Ravasi, in the first Pshat of Ravasi, it's not Mitzura for Achilo, it's not Mitzura for Tum. It's not Mitzura for anything. What's he going to do with this Braisa? There's a clear mashmos here. Gemara Braisa picked on a case. Misas Pora with a live gomel. That's not Mitzurah. But Mashma, if they both be dead, they are Mitzurah. So whatever you say it's Mitzurah for, you got a Kashra and Ravasi. Zog the Gemara, Eimo, you know what he'll answer? Hochayishneim Mitzdarfim. Don't make that deal. The deal goes the other way. If one is alive and one is dead, it's not Mitzurah. But if they're both alive, it is Mitzurah. Now, if they're both alive, what's the Iser in the Pora? Eva Menachai. What's the Easter in the Gomel? It shouldn't be Mitzurf. But the rice is going. And that's what the rice meant. If they're both alive, they'll be Mitzurf, because we're going like Rebbe Yehuda, that on a treif of behemoth is also Eva Menachai. So then if you'll take a piece from a Lebedika cow and a piece from a Lebedika horse, you'll have it Tziruf in Eva Menachai. Zog the Gemara. But you mean to tell me, that's how you want to learn. Both dead will not be mitzur. If you want to build up Ravasi's case. In Cain, my ear you do rohit vitoni. Misas pora v'chaye gomol. What did the Bryce have to tell me that? This is a very funny lotion. This is what Taisa says, his famous statement here. What the Gemara really means to say is my ear you. That's how the Gemara would usually say. My ear you is, say that. And Taisa says here, Loshin Me'ila Meshunahu Mishar Mekoimus. At the Loshin HaGemara Me'ila is different from another Mesichtus. We never find an expression like this anymore. But there's a very simple question here. I mean, if you're telling me that Misa Shneim is Mitztarev, is not Mitztarev, so why would the Brice chap on a case of one alive and one dead tell me to be a Chiddush? The Oid, Tanya, the rest, look at the rest of the Braisa says. Chotzi Zayis Por, the reverse case. Chotzi Zayis Pora Bechayeho. Vichotzi Zayis Gomol Bimisoso. Ein Mitzdarfin. So now what do you have here? You have a Poro. Chotzi Zayis Poro Bechayeho. That's Evim Menachai. And Chotzi Zayis Gomol Bimisoso. That's either Tome, or if you want to go Yisachal Alisa, it's Nevela, but there's not even Menachai on a dead thing. So it can't be Mitzurf. Okay. Avo, Chotzi Zayis mi Poro, Vichotzi Zayis mi Gomol, Bein Bechayeho, Bein Bemisoso, Mitzdarfin. Now, what does that mean? This last statement. Bein Bechayeho, Bein Bemisoso. So you could learn it means any mix. Say if this is alive and that's dead, say if they're both alive, say if they're both dead. But then it's Kasha Reisha Sefer, because the Reisha clearly says, if the Par is alive and the Gomel's dead, it's not Mitzur. So what does the Sefer have to mean? Bein Bemisosa, both, if they're both dead. Bein Bechayeh, both, if they're both alive. But whatever it is, it says that Bemisosa and the Mitzuruf is a Kasha and Ravasi. Elolash Mami, no Misa Shneim, it's Tarfim. We're back to the same Kasha Ravasi. What you wanted to do before doesn't work. You wanted to say the Diyuk is Bechayeh and the Mitzuruf, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's Eva Menachai on a But misosim did not mitzuruf. Zog the Gemara. First of all, if that would be true, he would have never kept on a funny case of one alive and one dead. And based in the sefer of the Braisa clearly says it. Mitzdarfin bein mechayim bein bemisosim. And worst case scenario, that means bemisosim dead and dead. It could mean across the lines too, but it certainly means if they're both dead, it's mitzuruf. So it says if they're both bemisosim, it's mitzuruf. Is Shveran Ravasi. Again, Rav would learn, he could learn that means like Abi Achila, but Ravasi is stuck, because he holds it's not Mitzuruf L'Achila, it's not Mitzuruf L'Tumma. Zokter, O Maloch Ravasi, Haitana Sovar, Isachal Aliser. You're right. I said what I said, assuming Ein Isachal Aliser. And that's why when they're both dead, they're not Mitzuruf. Like we said before, because the kosher of behema when it's dead dies in the veil. The terefa behema when it dies remains with the loisechal called tome, and the veil is not chal, so it's not mitzur. And put like since it's not mitzur of lachila, it's not mitzur of latuma. That's I'm sticking with my guns. This brisa happens to go according to the tanoim that hold isachal alisa. We hold isachal alisa. My case is closed because they're fashteben doch. When the treifa animal dies, comes on an isa nevela. So I don't have mitzuruf. The kosher beima has nevela. The treifa beima has tome and nevela. Forget about the tome. I don't care. Lemaisa the mitzuruf legabe achila. The mitzuruf legabe achila. The zichah mitzuruf legabe tuma. Because the way Tosis learns the only thing. But whatever it is, there's certainly mitzuruf legabe achila. And he'll learn it that way. But gets he's saying, as Tosis points out, the whole sugi, all these three amiruim are operating in the realm that we usually know. That ain't Yisachal Alisa. In that realm, the Shaila is how to work it out. Lady said, here's a special case. We say no. But the one who holds Yisachal Alisa, Taka, of course there's nothing to talk about. Fashteit mendoch, nevela schal, on Tmeya, and there'll be a tziruf from a Bema Tmeya to a Bema Tmeya. Okay. So again, at the end of the day, we're remaining with three pshatim in this Mishnah. Kolon velas mitzar from zoom zoom, we're remaining with three pshatim. It could mean that Tmeyas and Tahiris are only mitzur of legabe tumo, which is basically Rav and Rav Asi. That both Rav and Rav Asi hold the way. I'm sure because Zayin Yitzchalitz, only Levi is the only one who holds that this is a special case, that Nevela is different. Just because Nevela looks like it's Chal on Chalev over there, it's Chal here too. He said, that's Yochid, that'll paskin the other way. They'll paskin, we paskin that it will not be Chal, it will not be Mitzuruf. Now, Legabe Tuma, most of the day you see a hold, it is Mitzuruf, Legabe Tuma. Rav holds Mitzuruf Tuma, Levi holds it Mitzuruf, Legabe Tuma, and Rav Asi in one day, it's only Rav Asi in one Loshin holds it's not Mitzuruf Tuma, that's a Shvera Loshin. We see Chapaskin that way. That's how we come out in this Mishnah. That they're not Mitzuruf Lachilo, because they're Nitzchal Alisa, but they are Mitzuruf Tuma, because the Shem, the Veil, and Tuma is the same, whether it's a Treif animal or a Kosher animal. Omer Biyuda, Omer Rav. Achilas shrotzim, I don't understand the sugi. What's the shear in shrotzim? Now let's go through. There's two things in shrotzim. There's the tuma shrotz and the yisachilu from shrotz. So in tuma, In Tumah, the shear is adash. It's a new shear adash. It's very small. Our Gemara seems to have it in a pasuk. There seems to be mekayris that it's a lochem mishina, whatever it is. But the shear tumah, in the veil of an animal's kazayis. But the shear tumah for dead sheretz is kadash. Okay. Now, our meduber in this sugya is what's the shear in the isra achil of shrots? Kum tevyud in Rav and zokta poshet the zach luchura. Omar Rav achilas shrotsim lekelov bakazayis. What about dasha? That's in tumah, but isra achila from eating shrotzim. You know what is it? The toasted grasshoppers, whatever is over there. Chaim, you got to eat a kazayis. Why not? My timer achila tzimbu shteitoch sheretz lo yochel. Whatever it says, lisoichlum kisheket say. That's achila. Zok Rashi, important Rashi. Ain't a pchusa mekazayis. That's our rule of thumb. Kolatayru kula. There's no achila less than kazayis. You want to get malchus, chorus, whatever it is. The fesin a kazayis. Okay, it's a pretty reasonable statement. Oh, comes to Gemara with a very yaduadik of rice here. The Santa Posse, which had it recently, we have it this week, I think. This week, I think. So many parishes these weeks, you know. Yeah, it's at the end of Kedoshim. The Hivdaltem, Ben Abema Tohoir Latmeya. And then it finishes off. Asher hivdalti lochem l'tami. Okay. Now, please, let's give me again. When we talk about shrotzim, let's remember this. There's only eight shrotzim that are matami. When we say shrotzim are matami, it's eight shrotzim. The eight listed last week. Achol v'achmat and shomer, those eight guys. Other shrotzim, there's no tumor b'chlau when they die. And these shrots only when they die. For them, nothing alive is matame. It's the beginning of the Rambam, the psicha, the tyrus. Nothing alive can be tome except a Jew. It's only a Jew has enough kedusha to be tome when he's alive. Everything else, he got to be dead. So when we think about tumah shrotzim, we're talking about eight shrotzim only, and b'misos. Okay, now, Hotani, you just told me, Biram Arav, that achila shrotzim is like all other Yisuri Torah. Even though Tumah has this chiddush from Adasha, which is a very small shir, but Achila Shrotzim is called a Terekula Kazayis. Matzkim. And nobody's disturbed. Okay, you won't be disturbed. The Gemara is disturbed. But Tony Reb Yoish Reb Chanino, Kame de Reb Yoichanon. He said in front of Reb Yoichanon, it's like, is it a Braisa? Not a Braisa. But whatever it is, it seems to have formulated like a Braisa. In front of Reb Yoichanon, look what he says. Vivdaltem ben habeim atohayu latmeya. What is this pasuk talking about? Stop shatovna. We're talking about the Isur Achila here? Or we're talking about Tumah here? What is this pasuk talking about? Stam Azay. Rashi Chumash says it goes completely on Achila. Keep shooting, we're talking about Isur Achila. The first part is Zichah talking about Achila. Los Hashaktsas Nafshos Seichem is Achila. As the Shikot Sanefesh is when it goes inside. Like Rashi says, the Ki'okulum Meshaket Snafshe. But Tosfos says to make a Shikot Sanefesh, he's got to get in there somewhere. There's lotion there somewhere. Shikot Sanefesh Shaye Ba'achila. Dovishu Toicha Guv V'Nafsho Meshuketses. To mess up your nefesh, it's got to go inside. Okay, so the pasuk is talking about achila, but the end of the pasuk is that shehayvdalti lochem letame. Fashtei the gemara, it's a split pasuk. The beginning is talking about isur achila, and the end is talking about tumah. And that the gemara stops. So what's epis? So obviously the Torah is making some sort of a comparison between achila and tumah. Posach hakosu beachila, shikutz like you says, I was saying it was achila. V'siyim betumah. Is a limut. Ma tumo bekadasho, afachila bekadasho. Okay, that's a breakthrough. And the Torah has been comparing isachila, l'chur of shrotzim, we'll see in a minute, but at least of shrotzim, to the tumah shrotzim. Just like tumah shrotzim, the shear is a little one bekadasho, so to the isachila's bekadasho. Now that's exactly against what Rabbi Yehuda Marav said. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, achila shrotzim, like all of bekazayis, even though the tumah is bekadasho, this achila is bekazayis. Not going with Frank. Mosiv, what's going on here?
Now, one second, we didn't finish here. When Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina set over the Shtikal Torah to Rabbi Yochanan, the kill say Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, he praised it, he liked it. Gutazach. Good. No? A bazes kashal rav. He's trying to say it right away, it was a kashal rav. Gavra gavra kova? In fact, it's a kashal for Rabbi Yochanan rav. Rav al did that say, what's supposed to for him? Taisa said the Gemara understood. Number one, it's mistaber like this. First of all, we find a chilek on this. Beis, he brought a pasuk. He's got a good case here, Beis Reb Chanina. He's got a strong case over here. He's got a pasuk. We don't find a chilek. The Gemara held it for a kasha. Taisa said they seem to learn it's not a brisa. It's for Tony Kam. They remember Kilsay. I don't think it makes any sense. The Kilsay Reb Yochanan. What do you say? It's a nice brisa. What's going on over here? What is this today when they pass judgment on brises? You know what I mean? I like this rabbi, I don't like that rabbi. What's going on with you? Keep shooting, this is not a brisa. It's Rabbi Yosef Chanina. He formulated the form of a brisa. When Rabbi Yosef said, it's good. So, he says, it's a good zach, he got a posel. We don't find chel gemara. We want to help this for kasha and rab. Okay, we got the kasha clear, whatever it is. In the day of understanding the posel state, a comparison of achila to tumah. Just like tumah is a little shear, so too achila is a little shear. Rabbi Zog like the kazayis. Zog the gemara poshut the parents. We're making a mistake over here. What do you mean, you makish achila to tumah? When there's tumah. Tumah is only when the sheretz is dead. As I said before, when the sheretz is alive, there's no tumah. So what are you going to be makish to? Ain't nothing I mean. The Torah is saying a chiddush here. When you eat a dead sheretz, it's shi'uru b'kadash. But if eating a live sheretz, so why should it be kadash? Yemakish shachila, the tumah happens to be no tumah, no live sheretz at all. Nothing to be makish to. We got to go back to our regular klolim. As achila, because I, a very simple portion of the Torah. Bikashla the rab, loy kasha. Kan be misoson, kan be chayayim. Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, tell him be misoson. When the Zohar tumah, the Torah was mechadish tumah bekadash. The Torah says, when I gave you the chiddush of tumah bekadash, move it over to achila bekadash. When there's no tumah, so there's no tumah. So what do you want from me? I mean, if there's no tumah, you go back to your regular klolim. Achila bekazayis. Good. Oh, comes Abaye. One second. We're not so clear on that. Zok Abaye. Vihorav, Amasnisen koi. Rav was going back on the Mishnah. Now, this is going to be who told him he's going back on the Mishnah? So they learn because the previous member of Rav, Omar Rav, Lo Shonu Elyon Tumor, is going back on the Mishnah. So he understood when he said this statement that Achila Shrotzim Bekazayis is going back on the Mishnah. Now, what's the Mishnah talking about? They're talking about dead Shrotzim or live Shrotzim in the Mishnah. Rashi took all shorts. Says Tosis. Talking about all shorts. Rashi says even better. It says Chol HaNevelos there. Sounds like we're talking about death and tumah over there. It's a morbid type Mishnah. You know what I mean? So whatever it is, the Mishnah's got. It's either for sure got the Misa there. It's talking even about Misa. And Rav is going back on the Mishnah. So how could you tell me that Rav is talking only b'chayeim? When he said look because I is on sheretz, he's talking forget only b'chayeim. Because b'misoson ishur b'kadasha, he's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking b'misoson. Pashtis is talking b'misoson. Only Abaye or Rav Amas Nisan Koi, Umas Nisan Kolashrotzim Ktonia Filu Bemisosa? Only Rabbi Yosef, who told you he's talking on the Mishnah? Hahi de Yuka de Lohu. This Diuk, that's a dime problem. He didn't say anything about the Mishnah. Rav Shmaitze Baal Mekoma. Rav is not talking about the Mishnah. You decided that way, that's your problem, you know what I mean? That's not what it says over here. Rav Gezok Tamemrin, and then do the Mishnah. This one's going on the Mishnah. He says Loshonu, that's another story. He said a Mishnah. He came one day into Bismedish and said, Tuma Evies, the Sachila Shotzim Bekazayis, and then do the Mishnah. I achilas kedrotzim is bekadasha. The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina are talking b'misoson, and he's talking b'chayeyim. Very simple. Now let's get to that brisa, that din, whatever you want to call it, that Rabbi Yosef Chanina said, and that Rabbi Yochanan was so enamored of. The kilsay likes it. He liked it. The kilsay Rabbi Yochanan, meaning this idea that achilas. Shrotzim is bekadasha because there's a link up of achila to tumah here. Frag the Gemara, hold on a minute. Meisle. Hoevorim. Seems to be a Mishnah in Olos. For some reason, both Rashi and Tosafot refer to it as a brisah. It's a Mishnah in Olos, this next piece here. Hoevorim. Ein lohem shir. When we talk about tumah, correct? Let's get this straight. Nivlas behemo. What's the shiur for tumah? Nevela kazayis. What's the shiur for adash for shrotzim and tumah? Adasha. Says the Mishnah in Olos Achidish. That's when you have a piece of a nevela or a piece of a dead sheretz. But if you have an aver, a ganza aver, that alone is tumah. You don't need a shiur. The aver itself gives it shivus. You have, let's say, a whole. It's a small aver, less than a kazai. You have no chiddush, but small aver, yeah, small animal. Face. Hey, so you want cases over there? That animal was just born, whatever. No, but, you can have an aver that's less than a kazai. What? A finger? Okay, good. If the boss is getting what sums, you have in the finger, you have what sums. Yeah, okay, whatever. That's the boss is getting what sums, but there's no sheer kazai. As small as it is, and sherets. As small as that shear is, adasha, whatever it is over there, if it's an aver from a shear, it's a grandpa's nose, you don't even need the kadasha. So, that's an emission. Well, if you're a main lamb shear, I feel pochus mi kazayis nevela by nivlas behemo, even though we know the shear nevela is kazayis, but if it's an aver, is a feel pochus mi kazayis, I don't care. A piece of the boss again, what's up? Upoches mikadash min asheretz. I don't even need adash mitamid. Okay, it's a mishnah in olos. Kum tebi echanon, and he's definitely talking on that mishnah. Zok toma rebi echanon ein loikin aleihem ela bekazayis. Now, that's a real turnabout. Rebi Yochanan is one who praised this part of Yosef Hanina that just like Tumah's son is bekadasha, so too. Right. So to Achilosin's Bekadasha, he doesn't have an Achila Bekazayas. So what's he talking about here? How could he turn around and say Kazayas? So you'll tell me, what are you talking? Tell me the same thing you told me before. Adosa Bechayayan. This can't be. Either Bjorn Zichar talking about his bridge. He's going directly on that Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about Misazlan. That's a Tumas. A Mishnah in Olis. Olis is a very morbid Mesichta. It starts with death. The whole thing is dead. Everyone thinks it's dead over there. He's Zichar talking about Misazlan. So what are we going to do here? He's the one who came up with this whole plan. That Tumosun Bekadasha, because there's a Hekesh of Achila to Tumah. He's now saying on the Mishnah almost that says that Tumah, whatever it is over there, he doesn't Shia of Achila Lachom Kazayas. What happened over there? Says, we're fighting, we're making a very silly mistake here. I mean, silly, but when did we say Achilosun is Ketumosun? In the sheretz b'misoson, where there's tumah, so the Torah is mecharish. Avadu chanutame that just that achil is like the tumah, just like the tumah is bekadasha, the achil is bekadasha. That's very good in a sheretz that has tumah, but there's only 8 shrotzim that have tumah. He's saying here, achiloson bekazayis on the other shrotzim. Omar Rovo bimuvdolin diberakosov. This pasuk that's being mechadish to me that achilosin bekadasha is asher hivdalti lochem latame the muvdolin, what the Gemara calls bimuvdolin makosov medaber. Which rots are we talking about here? Asher hivdalti lochem latame, the big 8 achil of agvat and shemes over there. What's about all the other shrotzim in the world? What's their shear? Bekazayis. Because Zayis, why not? There's no reason it shouldn't be because Zayis, there's no tumor to compare it to. It happens not a me tumor. Now, the problem is here, so what was Rebbe Yochanan's going back on that Mishnah? But that's our whole problem, right? We started off, we had a simple teretz in Rebbe Yochanan. He's talking b'chayeyim, like we said before. So we said, he can't be talking b'chayeyim because he's referring to the Mishnah in Olos, which is talking b'misos. So what are you answering now? He's telling me. He's talking about the other. This chiddush of Kadasha is only by the Shmoyne Shrotzim. And what's he talking about? The other Shrotzim. But that the Mishnah is obviously talking about the Shmoyne Shrotzim. I'm talking about Tumah over there. The same bind. So the text gets out. We'll say he's talking about half the Mishnah. Talking about Behemoth. He's talking about the Shrotzim. Shrotzim, where you're talking about the 8 Shrotzim. The 8 Shrotzim. Avada is Achilos and Bekadash. That's what I just told you, Kilsay. But you should know that when the Mishnah said, Poivor, Melam Shepos, Bekazayis, by Nevelo, that Eifer doesn't need a Sheik Kazayis. So to visit, that's only Legabe Tumah. But Legabe Achilo, you'll need Kazayis. Meaning by Behemoth, I don't say that business that tumor is hukish. I'm sorry, the anachi is hukish for tumor. Why not? Because the pasuk is clearly talking asher hevdalti lochem letame. That's the bashrotzim. The ones I separated letumah, meaning there's those that are tar and those that are tumah. In behemoth, no hevdalti. Every dead animal is unavailable. Oh, that brings us to the next question. So Rabbi Yochanan basically is saying that this shtickel Torah I told you that there's a hekish of achila letumah, so we can make smaller the shir achila, is only gezog givorim in shrotzim, but in behemoth not. Even though, now here you have to be careful, it's only by a vor, because what's the shear tumor in a behemah and a veilah? Kazayis. But by an aver from a behemah tmeya? Not a behemah tmeya. I mean, an avail. A cow dies. You have an aver. What's the shear? There is no shear. Could be anything as long as an aver. Yet I don't say that for achila you get that. For the, you don't say you still need a kazayis. Comes the next question, why not? So you'll tell me, because the pasuk when it said this trick, Asher Hevdalti Lochem Letame, is talking about Shrotzim. That's true. But what the Gemara is asked as follows. But there's a hekish in this pasuk before that of behemoths to Shrotzim. It says, Lo Sishakzu Esnaf Shel Seichem, Ba Behemo, Ubo Oif, Ubo Chachetim Oiso Adom. It the Torah puts together behemoths with Shrotzim. Frag the Gemara, Eba Zei, let me learn up one from the other. The Torah was Mechadish, you're right, in Shrotzim Hevdalti Lochem Letame. That in those Tumadik Shrotzim, I'm telling you that Achila goes like Tumi, get a smaller Shia. So good, but one, three words before that, there's a Hekish of Behemoth to Shrotzim. So let there be a din in Behemoth also, as Achilosim Kitumosim. Where will it happen afkemina? In an Aver. Because otherwise, the same Shia anyway, Kazais. But in an Aver, an Aver from a Nivlas Behemoth Toiri, eat a whole Aver less than Kazais, you should get Malkus. Because it's Tomei, that we know, Eivrein Lam Shia. When Rabbi Yechon came to say not that way, does Frank the Gemara. The words are very hard, the words are funny. Omale Ravada Barahavo Lerovo Elameata Behema Nami Liflagebe Muvdelas Shena Muvdelas. Tay says right away, those words are Lavdafka. There's no Muvdelas, there's no Ena Muvdelas in Behema. It doesn't mean anything. All the Gemara means to ask is that Behema should be the same as Shrotz. The words are bad. Tay says the words just don't mean what they say. There's no such thing about Behema. The Gemara just means to say. Because there's a hekish over there. What's the answers of the Gemara? Gemara is one of those answers. Omale kiko makish rachmon about the shaksu avol shiurim lo. That was the Kabbalah's Chazal. That the hekish. You're right. There is a hekish of behemah to shrotzim. You can't get away with it. Behemah boy v'chol chadim. But the hekish was said only legabri loved about the shaksu, meaning that in all these things there's about the shaksu. That hekish wasn't said in that hekish was not said legabri shurim. So we can't use that hekish to bring over from Shrotzim the din that Achilosu Kitomosam. So we remain like what we said. Hayesifim, the whole thing is that in Shrotzim themselves, that's clear, there's two camps of Shrotzim. There's the Shmeina Shrotzim, which have a tumor when they die, and there's all the other Shrotzim. Is all the other Shrotzim, there's nothing to talk about, Shurim Bekazayis. And even the Shmeina Shrotzim is if they're alive, so there's no tumor, so Shurim Bekazayis. That's Rav's din. If they're dead, Shrotzim Mesim, then we have the Chiddush of this Hevdalti Lochem Letame, Posel B'Achila, B'Siyim B'Tumo, that just like in Tumo, there's a Shir Adash, there's a Chiddush, that even Adash is Metame, is so too you'll get Malkis for Achila on a Kadash. It's only one case it comes down to Shmoyne Shrotzim B'Misosa. And Behemoth B'Chal wasn't said that then. So even in Behemoth, where there's an Aver, even in behemoth, where there's an aver, which is tummy without a shia, but for achila you're going to need kazayis. Who? Yeah. You know what? I'm dying by some limits, though. Well, in Pirish, it's implicate Pirish. Take a piece of it.